Welcome. In this lesson, we'll make an Ed Rush style granular burst in Ableton Live 12, record a live performance of it, and resample that performance into a reusable audio clip you can drop into your drum and bass arrangement. The goal is a dark, aggressive, rave-ready burst, short, gritty, and full of tension, perfect under drops and transitions. What you'll build: a half bar to one bar granular burst with grit, stereo motion, and a resampled file you can edit. You'll use only Live 12 stock devices. Clip warp set to texture, grain delay, saturator, EQ8, glue compressor, and utility. By the end, you'll have a repeatable workflow for making variations quickly. Let's get started. Prerequisites: an Ableton Live 12 project and a short sample, anything from a kick hit, a synth stab, a snare, an amen slice, or a drum loop. Set your project BPM to your DNB range, around 170 to 175 BPM. Step A: prepare the source. 1. Drag a short sample, about a quarter bar to one bar, into an empty audio track. 2. Trim the clip so the transient you want lines up at the clip start. 3. Turn warp on and select warp mode, texture. 4. In clip view, set grain size low for choppy micro grains. Try 8 to 30 milliseconds. Smaller values give stuttered grains. Larger values smear the sound. 5. Increase flux a bit, around 10 to 30%, to add organic jitter. 6. Adjust transposition if you want darker weight. Ed Rush style often benefits from -2 to -8 semitones. 7. Optionally set a short loop brace inside the clip for continuous grains, or leave loop off for a one-shot burst. Step B. Build the FX chain on the same track. 1. Add grain delay after the clip. Set delay time to 0 ms so it acts as a grain processor. Use small grain sizes where available, add spray for stereo spread, and shift pitch a few semitones up or down for violent microshifts. Keep dry slash wet around 20 to 40%, so the original transient still pokes through. 2. Add saturator. Drive subtly about 2 to 6 dB. Try analog clip or soft sine for gritty warmth. 3. Insert EQ8. High pass around 60 to 100 Hz to protect the sub, unless you intentionally want low end. Cut 200 to 400 Hz mud and consider a small boost around 2 to 6 kHz for aggression. 4. Optionally add auto filter set to a bandpass or low pass and modulate it with an LFO or automation to create movement. 5. Add glue compressor with a fast attack and release, ratio between 2:1 and 4:1. Aim for light gain reduction 2 to 4 dB to glue the burst. 6. Finish with utility to control width, narrow for masking, wider for rave energy. A recommended chain order that works well: clip texture, right arrow grain delay, right arrow saturator, right arrow EQ8, right arrow auto filter, right arrow glue, right arrow utility. Save the chain as a preset once you like it. Step C. Create a live burst performance and resample. 1. Create a new audio track and name it Resample Burst. 2. Set its input to audio from master if you want the full mix, or pick the specific process track if you want only that sound. 3. Arm the resample track for recording and set monitoring appropriately. 4. Set arrangement loop braces over half to one bar where you'll perform. 5. In session view, trigger the processed clip. While recording, you can tweak parameters or map them to macros. Good targets to manipulate live: clip texture, grain size tightening creates staccato, flux, clip transpose for pitch drops, grain delay dry slash wet or pitch for micro shifts, saturator drive to push the tail, and auto filter cutoff to open at the climax. 6. Hit global record and perform the burst. Capture one or two clean passes, then stop. Step D. Edit the resampled burst. 1. Stop recording. The resample track now contains your new audio clip. 2. Trim it to the precise start and tail, and add short fades to prevent clicks. 3. Warp the resampled clip if you want a time stretch. Use complex or texture warp mode depending on whether you want transparent stretching or more granular artifacts. 4. Further process if needed: extra EQ, transient shaping, or parallel compression. A useful trick is duplicating the resampled clip, low passing one duplicate to preserve weight, and high passing the other for texture and stereo motion. Blend them to taste. Step E. Place and tempo lock. 1. Drop the resampled burst into a transition bar one or two beats before a drop, at the end of a fill, or under a riser. 2. Automate volume and reverb slash delay sends to taste. If you need rhythmic gating, slice to MIDI and rearrange grains. Common mistakes to avoid: Too large grain size or too much flux makes the burst muddy or indistinct. Keep grain size small and flux moderate. Overprocessing low end with saturation and compression will bloat your sub. Use a high pass before heavy saturation or layer a clean sub underneath the burst. Recording from the wrong input when resampling results in silence. Double check resample's input is set to master or the correct track. Too much dry slash wet on grain delay removes transient punch. Stay conservative. Forgetting fades when trimming causes clicks, always add short fades. Pro tips and quick cheats. Layer a pure sigh or sub under the burst for Ed Rush low end weight without ruining the grains. Use clip transpose automation for a pitch fall effect. Even a few semitones down creates tension. For stereo drama, duplicate the track, offset by a few milliseconds, and invert phase on one channel with utility for subtle widening. Process one side more aggressively. Save the FX chain as a preset. Map four macros: grain wet, transpose, saturate or drive, filter cutoff for fast live control. For chaotic grain behavior, try light beat repeat before resampling, but use this sparingly so it doesn't sound like an obvious stutter. Mini practice exercise, 20 to 30 minutes. 1. Load a snare or short synth stab and set clip warp to texture. Start with grain size equals 15 ms and flux equals 20%. 2. Add grain delay, saturator, EQ8 with an HPF at 80 hc, and glue compressor. Set grain delay dry slash wet to about 30%. 3. Arm a resample track set to audio from master and loop a 1 bar range. 4. While recording, trigger the clip and manually or via macro automate transpose down 3 semitones over half a second, and increase saturator drag slightly at the end. Record one pass. 5. Trim the resampled clip, add a short send reverb, and place it before a loop drum fill. Listen to how it increases tension. Recap. We used Live's clip warp texture mode combined with grain delay and a simple stock FX chain to make a dark, rave-ready granular burst. Then we performed it live, resampled the pass to a new audio clip, trimmed and processed it, and placed it in an arrangement. Key tips: keep grain size small, balance dry slash wet, manage low end with HPF or a separate sub layer, and save presets so you can iterate fast. Final coaching notes: treat this as sound design plus performance. Don't aim for perfection while recording. Capture several takes and edit the best one. Keep a template with the texture warp pre-configured and macros mapped for quick variation. Name and tag your saved bursts with BPM and keywords so you can recall them later. That's it. Load a few source hits. Run the mini batch workflow to make multiple variants and build a library of Ed Rush style granular bursts to spice up your drops and transitions. Go make some noise.